It's said imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Perhaps that's how Sam should have regarded the fact his lease was not renewed and someone else took over the business space. But the setback was only temporary. His success story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, this is Paula, your independent director with 31 Gifts. You may know 31 for everything from trendy totes to thermals, backpacks to organizational items. But did you know how easy it is to become an independent consultant? I live in a rural area, and I wondered if being a consultant with 31 was really for me. In under a year, I was already earning a great income, plus it's something I really enjoy. Want to learn more? Give me a call at 816-695-5551. That's 816-695-5551. Or message me at my31bag.com. That's my, the number 31, bag.com.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
anything
over.
Anything he might need. There's a box of tissues and Band-Aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Alan Drano shares the story of America's number one retailer.
Back in the 40s, Sam Walton opened up a Ben Franklin franchise in Newport, Arkansas. And he made it very successful. In fact, his goal was to make it the most successful store in the Ben Franklin in the region.
Walton achieved his goal, but his success brought a problem.
His lease for the building came up. The owner of the building saw how successful Sam was and decided that, this would be a great business for my son to run, and didn't renew Sam's lease.
So Sam had to find a new location to open a store. He and his wife looked for the best place in Arkansas.
Sam said that they've picked Bentonville in northwest Arkansas because she wanted a small town to settle down in. And she said that they picked Bentonville because it was at the northwest corner of the state of Arkansas, which gave Sam basically four hunting seasons, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arkansas, to string together for one longer hunting season.
Two things would remain constant after that important decision. The store that began in Bentonville would continue to grow and grow, and Sam's passion for hunting in Arkansas and the neighboring states would never wane as well. Walton's first store, Walton's Five and Dime, is still in operation on the square, just across the street from the barbershop where he got $5 haircuts till the day he died. Traveling the countryside in Bentonville, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.